Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The price of oil is back climbing. This despite Donald Trump saying that tankers are getting through the Straits of Hormuz. He's also saying that negotiations with Iran are going well. These are the negotiations that Iran say aren't happening at all. With us is Mark Weiss, who is Israel correspondent with the Irish Times. Other than Donald Trump's pronouncements, Mark, is there any evidence to suggest that there are productive negotiations underway?
Not really, no. We know the mediating parties are meeting in Pakistan. They met yesterday. They will hold more talks today. But these are not, strictly speaking, negotiations for an agreement. They're just trying to establish enough of a consensus that the talks may begin. So we're a long way from any kind of agreement. And it seems that despite what President Trump says, the official announcements from Iran seem very, very far from the minimum that the US could accept for an off-ramp to end this conflict.
And what do you think the minimum is that the US is seeking?
Well, I think there's two key issues that Trump would need a successful outcome that he could sell this as a victory. The first one is extracting the 400 kilograms of enriched uranium from Iran and taking it abroad, maybe to a third party such as Russia, but certainly taking it out of Iran. That would remove the threat of Iran becoming a nuclear threshold state. The second issue, of course, is the Strait of Hormuz, which is effectively being blocked by Iran over the last few weeks. President Trump would need a solution to that problem, allowing the free passage again of shipping through that strategic waterway. I think without an acceptable compromise on both those two issues, it will be very difficult for America to end the war at this juncture.
You talked about issues that would allow Trump to claim some element of victory. He is claiming victory in relation to one objective, which is regime change. Although to some extent it seems that he is mixing up regime and personnel, because he's saying that they have killed an awful lot of the people who were in charge, albeit to have them replaced by people with the same ideology, outlook and intent.
Very much so. I think it's a matter of semantics here and how you, I suppose it boils down to how you define regime change. When at the beginning of the conflict, Israeli and American officials talked about regime change, they certainly had something different in mind. They were talking about the toppling the Ayatollah regime and replacing it with something else, maybe some kind of temporary administration under the rule of the crown prince, the former the Shah's son, and hopefully this would be a temporary regime that would lead to some kind of democratic elections in Iran that would replace the clerical regime. That clearly is not happening. And at the same time, the Iranian people have not taken to the streets again to topple the regime. So I think President Trump here is playing with the concept of regime change. The fact that Israel eliminated most of the Iranian leadership in the first stages of the war, and these have been replaced by other leadership figures, some of them even more hardline, does not really represent regime change in any analysis of that concept.
Lastly, Mark, what do you make of prospects of ground conflict? Because we now see that the American troop buildup in the Middle East is 10,000 stronger than it would normally be, and something to the order of 2,500 US Marines have just arrived into the area.
This is an option that the Americans are keeping open in the event that the efforts to achieve a ceasefire go nowhere. Remember that Trump gave until April the 6th, that's a week from today, an ultimatum to the Iranians to come to an agreement before he would resume bombing their energy infrastructure. The troops that have amassed in the region could be used potentially for two separate operations, maybe both of them. The first would be to seize Karg Island, which would effectively mean America controls Iranian oil exports, because 90% of Iranian oil exports go through terminals on that small island. That would be a relatively simple military operation. But the problem would be that if American troops are on that island, they would be an easy target afterwards for Iranian drones and missile attacks. The second option, and as I mentioned earlier, the problem of the enriched uranium, which is under rubble after the site was bombed in June, would be to use those troops in some kind of special operation to extract that enriched uranium. That would be a very complex operation, and it would take major engineering operation, which would take at least days and probably weeks. So those are the two options that Trump has to use the forces he has amassed in the region.
Mark, thank you very much. And we'll be returning later in the show to issues emerging from the Middle East, including the death of that UNIFIL peacekeeper. That's Mark Weiss, Israel correspondent with the Irish Times.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.